From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, April 12th. Coming up, after 11 months of negotiations and hard feelings, the Champaign Unit 4 School District and the Champaign Federation of Teachers finally have a contract that's been ratified by both sides. We'll discuss it with Illinois Newsroom education reporter Emily Hayes in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois lawmakers have expanded the state's Medicaid program to provide coverage for more undocumented residents. But some advocates say this doesn't go far enough. Mawa Iqbal reports.
The Healthy Illinois campaign had its first big win in 2020 when Governor J.B. Pritzker extended coverage to residents 65 and up. This latest move affects people 42 and up. But director of the campaign, Tovia Siegel, says those aged 19 to 41 and anyone who needs long-term care are still left out.
We don't believe that immigrants or people who are undocumented should have a second-rate program that has fewer services than what citizens receive.
About 27,000 more people would become eligible under this measure, but it still needs the governor's signature. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A group of tornado researchers at the University of Illinois recently returned from surveying tornado damage in Louisiana and Mississippi. The U of I Wind Engineering Research Laboratory looked at damaged structures there to learn from common weak links in design. The research comes after tornadoes touched down in the southern United States 3 weeks ago. U of I Assistant Professor in Civil and Environmental Engineering Frank Lombardo says the trip mainly involved collecting information, seeing the tornado destruction, and understanding it from a survivor's point of view.
That takes not only talking to the survivors, but really kind of taking a really detailed look at their home and trying to understand how the tornado caused damage, and then potentially trying to understand from things that failed on the home how we can build better in the future.
Lombardo says his team's efforts included collaborating with social and atmospheric scientists, as well as talking to residents affected by severe weather. Senior officials in the Biden administration say the president today will move to make the E15 gasoline blend available across the nation this summer. Todd Gleason reports.
The announcement will come as President Biden works to bring down the price of gasoline across the country. A U.S. EPA will issue a national emergency waiver allowing gasoline blended at the higher rate of 15% ethanol from June 1 to September 15. Agricultural economist Frayne Olson from North Dakota State University says it could make a difference on two fronts, lowering the price of gas and increasing demand for corn.
It could. And it depends on, you know, again, how price sensitive some of the consumers are. When you look at a 15% blend and you look at the price per gallon, you know, the 15% blends have a lower price per gallon. However, when you do the math on, well, you're also getting slightly lower mileage rates. I don't know if people will do the math on that and say, I'm better off or worse off going with a 10% blend versus a 15% blend.
The Biden administration officials say the emergency use waiver covers 20-day periods, will be issued closer to June 1, and will stay in place as long as gasoline prices remain inflated as caused by the war in Ukraine. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.
The Urbana City Council is asking residents how the city should use almost $13 million in federal COVID-19 money. The money would come from the American Rescue Plan Act. That's the program designed to help state and local communities recover from the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. At a recent city council meeting, some Urbana residents asked the city to use the funds to increase access to mental health resources. Urbana resident Brandy McCoy says such services are critical to the community.
I just think that it's worth looking into bolstering the smaller mental health services to become more expansive and more accessible to the communities.
Urbana Mayor Diane Marlin says all of the money must be spent by the end of 2026. Urbana residents can continue to suggest uses for the money by filling out a survey at urbanailinois.us and clicking the link for the survey at the top of the page. Still to come, we'll take a closer look at the contract just approved by the Champaign Unit 4 School Board and the Champaign Federation of Teachers. That conversation with Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes is coming up next on 217 Today.
WILL is excited to announce the addition of several BBC classic Jane Austen series to our Passport streaming library. This includes the award-winning adaptation of Jane Austen's classic romance, Pride and Prejudice. This version stars Colin Firth, Jennifer Ely, and a fabulous supporting cast in the classic romance as Elizabeth Bennet charms the smoldering upper-crust Darcy against a backdrop of picture postcard countryside and stately English homes. Find out how you can watch as a member at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The Champaign Unit 4 School Board voted last night to approve a new four-year contract for teachers. That ends a contentious negotiation between Unit 4 and the Champaign Federation of Teachers, which began in May of last year and ended only after teachers set a strike date of April 5th. The two sides came to an agreement in the early hours of March 30th. Here to discuss the agreement with me is Illinois Newsroom's education reporter, Emily Hayes. Hi there, Emily.
Hi, Brian.
Emily, the main point of contention between Unit 4 and the CFT was a longer school day for elementary students in the district. And Emily, what was the district pushing for here?
So the district wanted a longer school day as part of a plan to help narrow the achievement gap. Initially, they asked for a school day that would be 50 minutes longer. While they've been pushing for this for a while, these gaps were particularly apparent during the pandemic. One in four Champaign Unit 4 students were chronically absent last year, and chronic absences jumped particularly among Black students. Chronic absence means they missed 10% or more of the school year. So that gives some context for why Unit 4 is pushing for a longer school day to deeper instruction for students who really need it.
So, Emily, why did teachers object to this?
Teachers feel that other problems need to be resolved first. For example, there are staffing shortages all across the state, and it means that teachers feel stretched thin. The staffing shortages also affect transportation. I talked to a parent who said that it takes their children 2 hours to get home on the bus, so now they're picking them up. Teachers also want a say in how that extra time would be used. They have ideas for how to make the curriculum more relevant to the students in their classes, and they say that some teachers are closing achievement gaps, and the district should talk to those teachers and find out what they're doing right.
And Emily, what's the final agreement for the extended day look like?
The final agreement puts the day at 35 minutes longer, with only 5 minutes longer for teachers. After school duty would be minimized and would only be on a volunteer basis with a pool of extra money for those who staff it. There's a teacher advisory council for the superintendent. And I would like to add, Brian, that while 3/4 of CFT voters approve this, they are not happy about it. I spoke with teachers who still worry about burning out and worry about the rollout of this longer day. Here's Stratton art teacher Priscilla Putman. She voted for the contract with reservations.
Sometimes you ask yourself, can I do this again? Can I do this another year? And the last 2-3 years felt more like every week, you know, Sunday night, can I do this again?
So, Emily, how does the new school day length effective in the fall of 2023 compare with other districts in the area?
So, according to Unit 4, the new agreement will put the elementary school day at 6 hours and 50 minutes. That moves it from among the shortest school days in the area to one of the longest. Urbana District 116 has a 6-hour, 45-minute school day. Mahomet has a 6 hours and 30 minutes day. And Danville has 6 hours and 15 minutes, which is the current length of the Unit 4 elementary day.
And Emily, what else can you tell us about the agreement?
So teachers get a pay increase of 2.5% in addition to their annual step increase, retroactive to the start of the school year. They'll get another 2.5% increase next year, 2.75% in the fall of 2023, and 3% in the fall of 2024.
That's Illinois Newsroom education reporter Emily Hayes. Emily, thanks for all your reporting on this issue.
Thank you, Brian.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 70 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Eva Bine, Todd Gleason, Emilio Reyes, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.